This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed forces in Syria are moving to retake the last patch of the Islamic State's self-proclaimed caliphate, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters as of late Friday. The final assault began just one day after the lead commander said the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official said, on the condition of anonymity, that 15,000 troops were taking part in the operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S. and South Korea are expected to announce they will significantly scale back annual large-scale joint military exercises. Media reports quoting unnamed U.S. defense officials say the official announcement is expected in a few days. Scaling back the exercises could be seen as a good-faith gesture to keep nuclear talks with North Korea alive following the failed Hanoi summit. It would also address President Donald Trump's concerns over the high cost of the massive demonstrations of force. Meanwhile, the parents of Otto Warmbier, an American student who died after 17 months in a North Korean prison, blamed Kim Jong-un's evil regime on Friday. In a statement, they said that Kim was responsible for their son's death. That was in contrast to President Donald Trump's comments on Thursday, where he said he believed the leader's claim not to have known how their son was treated. Warmbier's parents said they held off commenting during the second summit between Trump and Kim in Hanoi, which was cut short on Thursday after the two sides failed to reach a deal for the reclusive communist nation to give up its nuclear weapons. Friday night, President Trump responded by tweeting, "Of course I hold North Korea responsible for Otto's mistreatment and death." The president called the Warmbier family a tremendous symbol of passion and strength. This is VOA News. A House of Representatives panel has given the White House until Monday to voluntarily turn over documents related to security clearances. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The deadline comes amid questions over just how senior Trump adviser Jared Kushner got his high-level security clearance. Career security officials had recommended against granting it, but the New York Times reports President Trump ordered that his son-in-law get the clearance, and that then-Chief of Staff John Kelly documented his concerns at the time. The president denied it during an interview with the newspaper several weeks ago.
I was never involved with the security.
The House Oversight Committee's chairman says he's asked the White House one last time to voluntarily cooperate in a security clearance probe or potentially face a subpoena. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Canada's Justice Department has begun the process of extraditing Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou to the United States to face charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. AP correspondent Rob Gillies says that the case could have several different outcomes.
A judge will decide whether or not she's extradited, but there's all these appeal avenues. Ultimately, the justice minister will decide whether or not she is, in fact, extradited. She may not be. Donald Trump was asked about this late last year and said he might put her case into the negotiations with China, and a judge or the minister in Canada may decide that this is a political case and may not extradite her.
Meng will appear in a Vancouver court on March 6th when a date for her extradition hearing will be set. The United States issued a new round of sanctions against Venezuela and the government of embattled President Nicolas Maduro Friday. The Trump administration said the sanctions were a response to Venezuelan military officials who last weekend blocked an opposition-backed effort to bring food into the country. The U.S. State Department also revoked the travel visas of 49 Venezuelans that it said were individuals responsible for undermining Venezuela's democracy. And in just a few hours, SpaceX and NASA are planning a first test flight in Florida of a new commercial Dragon capsule. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There are no people on this flight to the International Space Station, just a dummy.
If this mission goes successfully, it will basically enable U.S. serviced launches to the space station with astronauts.
Glenn Lightsey at the Georgia Institute of Technology says the capsule will stay at the orbiting lab just under a week. If the test of the Dragon capsule goes well, two NASA astronauts could strap in for the next test flight this summer. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.